Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Proverbs 3, 5 to 6.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Today's verse begins with a simple yet necessary directive, trust. More specifically, the author calls us to trust in the Lord. We can place our trust in a lot of things while simultaneously claiming we're trusting in God. But often we live as if he's sort of an add-on, a backup plan if our primary sources of trust fall through, our jobs, our savings account, a particular relationship, or maybe even our ability to plan and strategize, all of those other things we place our sense of security in. But God, in his infinite love for us, beckons us to deeper faith and a firmer security. He urges us to trust him more than we trust ourselves, our mortal bosses, or imperfect state and national leaders, more than we trust our ever-fluctuating economy, or that safety net tucked away at the bank. God invites us to doubt how things appear or how we might feel before we doubt his truth or his heart, to question our perspectives and to seek his instead. Otherwise, we're apt to go astray. Or maybe to phrase it differently, our obedience often correlates with the depth of our trust. Therefore, Scripture tells us to trust God with all of our hearts. This is a call to actively examine ourselves, to invite God to examine us, and to reveal the hidden idols that have taken his rightful place, so that we can love, follow, and surrender to our Savior with every part of who we are, with all of our minds, our souls, and our strength. When we live internally divided, with one foot planted on an external security, like our paychecks or our careers, and our other foot planted in faith, we become what Scripture refers to as a double-minded man or woman, and therefore someone who is unstable in all of our ways, ready to topple when the storms of life hit, or quick to veer off the path Christ set for us when another avenue seems more appealing. Unfortunately, we all find ourselves in that place periodically where we've allowed false securities to weasel their way into our hearts. When we realize that we're half-heartedly trusting Christ, may we pray for a pure heart and increased trust. That is a prayer God loves to answer. We're also told not to lean on, not to depend on, and find strength in our understanding. Why? For two but connected reasons. First, you and I are prone to deception, and that is one of the ways our spiritual enemy, the devil, tries to destroy us. He whispers lies, getting us to doubt God's wisdom, his character, his plans, and his heart. And second, our vision is short-sighted. We can only see what is directly in front of us. We don't know the danger or the challenges that lie ahead, but God does. And when we follow him, letting him direct our paths, he responds to these challenges in a few ways. With a gentle nudge here and a gentle nudge there, our protective, attentive, and ever-present Father helps us avoid those things that would harm our souls. Other times, he prepares us to overcome a challenge that he knows, once conquered in faith, will build us into the spiritual powerhouses he created and redeemed us to be. Then there are those times when he leads us directly into the wind and the sleet, not to drown us, not to defeat us, but instead to strengthen us. And if that's where you currently find yourself, take comfort in this. God is right there with you. He is watching you ever so closely as you fight your way through the storm. Stay focused on Him, trusting that He will see you through, knowing that He is using that storm to invest in you and to prepare you for the great and hope-filled plans He has for you. Today's verse also tells us to submit to God in all of our ways, in every area of our lives, to surrender our careers, our loved ones, our dreams, our health, our fears, everything we are, and everything we possess. And that brings us back to the beginning of today's verse. Trust in the Lord. That is the only way we'll be able to live fully surrendered to Him. And the greater our surrender, the more pliable we are to God's leading, the better we're able to discern His voice and to remain alert when He tells us to go left or right, to pause or to advance. If we live yielded to Him, fully trusting in Him, He will make our path straight. This is such a huge comfort because it assures us that so long as we're surrendering to God in faith, He will make sure we remain on that good, safe, and life-giving path. Which means if we happen to hear Him wrong and begin to veer off course, He will redirect us right back to where we need to be. There is such peace in that. We don't have to fret or become paralyzed with every decision. We simply need to guard our hearts and remain connected with and obedient to Christ. That's all. Trust and submit to God, and He will make our path straight. He will fulfill the plans He has for us. Let's pray. Father, You are so faithful, so loving, and so attentive. You know precisely where we are at every moment, and You know precisely where You're leading us. You have such good planned for us. You are ever present. You are present in the good times, in the hard times, in the frightening times, in our uncertainty, in our doubt. Help us to trust in that. Increase our trust in You. Deepen our surrender to You. Help us to hear You and to follow however You lead. Thank You for giving us those nudges when we veer off course. Reveal those places in our heart that have taken Your place. Reveal those false securities that hinder our trust in You and that hinder our ability to hear You. We love You and we praise You. It is in the name of Your victorious Son, our Savior, Lord Jesus, that we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this."
With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.